You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
I've been through something that I haven't lived. Come on, somebody. I can tell you that, yeah, I got swollen. My head got swollen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thought I was all of that for a while. And I thank God for straightening me out and checking me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. But can you handle that? Can you handle some success? Come on, can you handle God taking you to the next level? I've seen some people, oh glory to God, they get about as mean as a bulldog. Oh glory to God. They'll start trying to tell you what to do more than telling the devil what to do. We ain't fighting flesh and blood, but what? Spirits, principalities, wickedness in high places. Oh glory to God. It's amazing because sometimes we're binding up people and we're not binding up the devil. Hallelujah. Oh glory. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, not so much the devil, but what he wants to do on the earth. Come on. You can control some things. The Bible says, whatsoever you bind on the earth. In other words, whatever you stop on the earth. Come on. Some stuff happens because we're not stopping it on the earth. Some stuff is happening because we're not putting a halt to it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Says we are kings and what? Priests unto God. We are a king, right? The Bible says that what? The devil is the what? Of the air.
Prince.
Okay, right? Not what he's saying. The devil is the what of the air?
Prince.
Where have you ever seen a prince tell a king what to do? Because let me say this. Sometimes you see it because we're allowing princes to boss kings around. I like what I hear my daughter say on the radio. Not today, not today. Somebody say, not today. You're a king. Now, I'm not telling you what's not in the Bible. The Bible says you're a king. So, do the king tell princes what to do? Huh? Kings tell princes what to do? Okay, all right. Y'all got that?
Yes.
So, when are you going to start telling us? The enemy what to do? Stop it in Jesus' name. Okay, don't leave that alone. Oh, glory to God. He's God is speaking to us too.
Yes, he is.
That's what it was. I want you to be able to hear the voice of God. Oh, glory to God. This is why we pray so much. This is why we get you in here to train your spirit. Come on. To train you to hear the voice of God. Oh, glory to God. When we begin to be able to hear God, all of a sudden it's like, hey, God's speaking to us too. You ever heard Christian folks say, I'm growing?
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you something? I thank God for the military. The military helped me to understand
leadership,
rank, and order. Oh, glory to God. The devil has order in his kingdom. He has order in his kingdom. Come on. They follow rank and file. They do what they're told. Oh, glory to God. The problem is that, guess what? We don't always follow rank and order in the body of Christ. And sometimes we're not even studied up even in this area. I preached a message a long time ago called Have You Seen Authority? Because a lot of times We haven't seen authority. We don't recognize spiritual authority. And then we jump into the spirit realm and try to tell devils what to do. And the devils are like, wait a minute. You don't even recognize authority in the natural realm. Come on, you don't listen to your supervisor on the job. Come on, you don't even, your boss tell you to do something. I ain't doing that. And all of a sudden, you want to jump in the spirit realm and start trying to boss us? I don't think so. We wonder why sometimes in the body of Christ, we can't even cancel out an ant demon. Okay. Speak of an ant. The one on the stage. Hallelujah. I canceled him out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, where is he? On the bottom of my shoe. Under my feet. Okay. Well, we preach it. The Holy Spirit preaches better than we say it. Amen. Look what God said about look what God said about Moses in verse 3 of the Bible. Well, you know God had to say it. Hallelujah. But anyways, read.
Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Uh-huh. Read.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses.
Because even if you think that you're seeing some type of shortcoming in your leader's life, come on somebody, they got in that position because guess what? God saw something in them. And when the Bible says he was the most meek man on the face of the planet, that included the ones that were talking about him.
Amen.
Okay. But see, power sometimes swells your head up. Who is that? Aaron had become the high priest.
He did.
Come on. Miriam started operating in the prophetic. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And so they thought that Moses had been mystic. Can I tell you something? You've all heard me say this a long time, a lot. But there were people in the Old Testament that were experiencing grace under the dispensation of the law. Come on. They were walking in grace. Can I tell you something that I did write down? See, Moses was a Christ, but he was a type of Christ. He was a picture of Christ. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He was a prophetic picture of what was to come. Oh, glory to God. In other words, he was a picture of Christ of what was to come. In other words, here's God saying, I'm going to marry the Gentiles. You're going to be adopted into the body of Christ and into the family. Come on. And so they did not realize that what Moses was doing was prophetic. Y'all get this? Y'all seeing this? And so it was a revelation that went right over their head. Y'all seeing this?
Yes.
All they could see was that he was marrying a glory to God. He was marrying a Gentile woman. But Moses was operating under grace. Y'all getting this meat today? Somebody say, speak Holy Ghost. Because sometimes we're talking about stuff and we're on the outside looking in and we really don't know what's what. Because there are times when God or even heaven looking like your shepherd is missing it. Okay, all right. Yeah, I know some of y'all thought we were missing it after we got through renovating a building. Come on, over there, we hadn't even enjoyed it but about a good year or so. And then the Lord said, pack up and move. And people were like, well, where are we going? I don't know. Where he leads, I will follow. Where he leads, I will follow. I would want him to know too. Shoot. Sometimes folks be coming to me asking me, and shoot, I'm just trying to follow too. You better get in line and follow. What the what, man, please. If I knew, I would tell you. Oh, glory to God. If God put us here, we start co-sharing, and then the pastor stepped down and just, damn, we're here. But I didn't know. It was my job to follow. Okay.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three into the tabernacle of the congregation.
I just feel a weight on my head. Let me say this here, the glory of God is up. Let me say this here, thank you, Lord. You know, they're in ministry. They're in they're a family. They're sisters and brothers. Look at this here. Look at this here. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's really a picture sometimes of what goes on in the church when people are jockeying. Somebody let me say that word right. Jockeying for position. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, glory to God. And they are struggling. Guess what? They will start throwing the Moses' name out there. Look what he's done. More than likely, they were talking about it publicly. And it got God's attention. And the Bible says in verse 5, what happened?
And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud.
My God.
And stood in the door of the tabernacle.
This is amazing. God came down. God down and stood in the door. Put a halt to it. And God called him outside, and the Bible says that, hey, all right, what happened?
And the Lord called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And the Lord said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him, Moses, will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in the dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold it. Wherefore then will ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
He said the similitude of the Lord. In other words, I manifest myself, I appear to him. He see my form. He see my servant. I speak to him on another level. Come on, this is what the Lord was saying. Yeah, I come to you in dreams and in visions, but come on, I communicate with him on a whole other level. Not only that, God said, I make it plain to him. Oh, glory to God. While you're trying to figure out, you know, one of my spiritual children texted me about a dream. They weren't able to be here. Texted me about a dream. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes people are, you know, digging to find out what it is that God has shown them. And he's shown them in a mystery and a dream. Oh, glory to God. And you know, to really understand dreams, you really need to understand the Bible.
Yes.
Because God speaks in figures and in types. Come on. And if there are things that you may see a sea of water, but it could represent the world. The Bible says that the sea that you saw represents nation, tongues, and peoples. And so there are times that God speaks to you, and there are times that he's hiding it from the individual. And then they may come and they may say, well, this is what I saw in a dream. And come on, I'm able to interpret it because guess what? I know the Bible. I know how God speaks. He don't always open things up to, you know, to me, you know, and sometimes people don't always give all the details. And I got to say, if there are any more details to it, they're like, well, yeah. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. And so God made it plain. Read. Let's finish up so we can go to another place.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against those of Aaron and Miriam, and he departed.
Come on. So tell somebody we got to learn to stay in our lanes. Read. Because guess what? If they would have saw what the Lord showed me, I wrote this down. Even about Moses, you know, nobody told me this. I wrote it down. Moses was a picture. of what was to come. What he was doing was a picture. Now, they would have saw that. They would have never spoke out. What am I saying? I'm saying that, guess what? Sometimes people are even operating at a different level of revelation, revealed truth. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I love Apostle Billy and Apostle Cynthia, because my God, you get around them and they make you feel like you don't know nothing. You be like, man, I thought God revealed some deep stuff to me, but I get around them, boy, it's like, yeah, it's a whole, it's like another level. It's like I'm eating pork chops and they eating. But that's it. You need to be around somebody that makes you feel like you don't know nothing, so that you can learn. This is why Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus called the child and put the child in the midst, because the book of Mark tells us that they were walking down the road or whatever, and they were fussing about who is going to be the greatest. Come on. And the book of Mark goes into a little bit more detail, but Mark says, okay, you know, Jesus said, what was you all talking about? Like and the Bible says they became silent. Jesus knew what they was talking about. They was talking about who's going to be the greatest. And sometimes, you know, we don't always express it, but yes, we want to be great. We want to be great for God. Come on. We don't want to be great. We don't want to be great. We don't want to do great things for the Lord. Okay. All right. All right. Who want to do great things for God?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. But it's not a competition. And so they were trying to figure out who was going to be the greatest. And Jesus pulled this little child into the midst of them. And let's go back over there. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Where were we?
Matthew 18.
Except ye be converted. Verse 3.
And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted.
Somebody say
change.
Oh, glory to God. That means that if you're going to change, sometimes we got to let go of some stuff. Come on. We got to really see what's in our hearts. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That will hinder us from becoming as a little child. Because one of the things I notice about little children, they don't know. Usually, you know, you get some kids that think they know it all. But you got the majority of the time, you have children that are saying, you know, what is this? What is that? They ask a lot of questions because they don't know. And so apparently Christ is saying, hey, guess what? Be just like this little child. Don't come acting like you know everything. Come on, somebody. There's folks that are not here now. Why? Because they think they know everything. Thought they knew everything. You'd be surprised some of the texts that I get. Why you call the people and ladies in their daughter? Get those type of texts, and so, you know, my response was, you know, well, you know, Paul referred to, you know, the women as his children, the women and men as his children, and sometimes you have spiritual children. It represents kinship, relationship, and etc. And I thought I explained it real good, and then the next time, you know, I used the word daughter, next thing you know, I'm getting another text, you know. And I said, did I make a mistake and call, you know, because they were like, you know, call me by my name. And I'm like, okay, I'll call you by your name. And then another text, you know, and I was like, well, did I make a mistake and call you daughter? Did I make that mistake? And they were like, you know, because guess what? People don't understand. Maybe I'm operating on a different level than what you're operating on. Maybe I need to see the younger women as my children so that I won't take advantage of them like a lot of times preachers have done. Come on. Oh, glory to God. So, see, sometimes we ain't got a revelation. And so we're trying to come into a church and start trying to tell the pastor what to do. Now, you got to do, don't want to go find a church conformed to you. That's fine. But no, you can't come here and call shots when God has already kind of, you know, put things in place. I had a person that God literally turned their life around. they started coming. They were broke, busted, and disgusted. Their vehicle was like a may pop, blow up in itself. And God, they got there, and God started blessing them. They get them, somebody, they're telling somebody on the phone they need a vehicle, and the people were like, I'm going to give you $1,000. The other person that was listening said, I'm going to give you $1,000 something, and made a long story short, they come with a new van. My God, the promotion started coming on the person's job. They promoted them. All of this happened in a very short period of time. They got here to start, because when people come, I want you to roll into that. There was a couple that got the knock on the door and said, I know that you guys, serving the Lord. The landlord even cut their rent just about in half. They get the knock on the door and somebody said, well, hey, I know you all serving the Lord. I'm not serving the Lord like I need to, and handed them $10,000. That was the couple. 360-degree turnaround. And then all of a sudden, one day, he comes to me and said, I got a problem. Because you letting your wife preach, and I was hearing dogs barking. God ain't got no negative limits. Sometimes we can be a little ignorant, but that's why you keep sharp people around you, people that have the ability to hear.
Your wife is a great preacher.
and so he had a problem, and so guess what? I took the person and I showed the person, what the Bible has to say, that God was pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Oh, glory to God. We were in this hour. We were in this day. Come on, he broke the sexual agenda. He broke the financial agenda. How are you going to hold the woman under the law? Come on, somebody. Hold the woman under the law, but yet you're allowing 10-year-old boys to get up and preach and they can't do nothing but the majority of time but me. Come on. Ain't no 10-year-old boy got the life experience of hurting pain, evangelism. They don't have your life experience. Come on, so they're getting up there. And then people, you jumping on, brother. That ain't going to keep you throughout the week. Some knowledge. Come on. I don't know if I ever heard a preacher preach about the elect woman and her children. As a matter of fact, if I recall, he was giving her information about the wolves and sheep clothing. Come on, he was giving instruction to somebody that was over a body of people. Okay, alright. As a matter of fact, the letter came from the leaders that were in, I don't have time to go down. Glory to God. And plus, I didn't study that, but go back. It's been a long time since I've been over it. But I'm just saying, it's obvious. I had to tell one preacher, I said, you just mad because that preacher's, God got women filling stadiums and you just got a handful of people. Sometimes you got to know how to shut these jokers down. A handful of folks and you sitting there calling out. Apparently, they're doing something right. Apparently, they must have a greater anointing on their life. That's not always the case to say that you got a greater anointing on your life. There are sometimes that, help me to behave myself well. In Jesus' name. Boy, sometimes you got to get some of these folks straight. Hallelujah. Where was I? And so he takes a tear and he sets them in the midst. And he says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Run real quick to Genesis 6 and 3. I think we're going to go to Genesis 6 and 3. 16 and 3. And then we should be wrapping up with the Lord. So, glory to God. Somebody say, welcome, Jesus.
Genesis 16 and 3. Uh-huh. So Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant and gave her to Abraham as a wife.
Oh, Sarah, let me say this here. All leaders, we get pregnant, we birth things, but also we position you all to birth things also. Oh, glory to God. There's things that you can birth that I might not be able to birth. It might not be my time, but it don't mean it necessarily mean it's not your time. Oh, glory to God. So God knows how to position you, use the leader or the pastor, because here's Sarai. She's really also the picture of what? The church. Say it loud. Come on, y'all. How long y'all been sitting up under my teaching and know that I teach you a lot of figures and types and stuff? Sarai is a picture of what? The church. It's a picture of the church. And so it's our job as the church, even as leaders, to help to position you or to put you in position to give birth or to conceive things that you would normally conceive. If Sarah hadn't put her in position to conceive, she never would have conceived. And so she took Hagar and brought Hagar into Abram, and the Bible says that she what? Conceived. And so we drop down.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is VIPMinistries@att.net. Those are for Zelle. But if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Well, of course, that's often quoted as the gospel in a nutshell. But you know, the verse says nothing of repentance or obedience to God. Could that mean the true gospel message involves only the believing of facts about Jesus and his death and his resurrection?
Well, it wouldn't even go that far, would it? If we were just going to take the statement, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," because there's nothing there about his death and there's nothing there about his resurrection. So we have to assume then that when it says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," it is really shorthand. It's really a cryptic statement that has to embrace everything that is necessary in that kind of believing. True faith includes repentance. It includes believing in the death of